This week on Out of Chicago, it's the very best parking garages in Chicago to get a great vantage point of the city. Well, welcome to Out of Chicago. I'm your host, Chris Smith, and this is the show where we talk about Chicago photography. We talk about city photography of all kinds. Hopefully, you'll get some tips and tricks no matter where you live. But today, this week, we're going to talk specifically about Chicago. We'll be talking about some of my favorite places to shoot in the city. Actually, we're going to talk specifically about shooting from parking garages. Parking garages can give you really a great vantage point to look down on the city, or, well, they can be a great subject themselves. So that's what we'll be talking about in a little bit. But first, I want to talk a little bit about what's been going on here with Out of Chicago in the last week. You know that Wendy Bright has taken over as like the real editor of the site. That means that she's curating all the guest posts that are coming in, and she's doing all the work to put that together. And after this first week, we got some great stuff. So some of the things you'll look for, Pat Coddington has an article on the Anderson Japanese Gardens. He says if you like the Japanese gardens at the Chicago Botanic Garden, which... who doesn't? Then you're also going to love the Anderson Japanese Gardens, and they're a short drive north of Chicago, and it's worth going to. I think they're in Rockford. I've never been myself. I'm going to need to get there. So Pat recommends the Anderson Japanese Gardens. Now, you guys know Marie Lanoux. She presented at the Out of Chicago conference, and she was fantastic. She was kind of one of everyone's favorites. I kept hearing from people over and over, oh, I really hope that you saw Marie. She was amazing, and really, really sad. She is moving. She's going to be moving to London. We are going to miss her so much, but... we have a special treat from her. She released an ebook. It's actually an ebook that she wrote based on her presentation. So if you missed the presentation from the Out of Chicago conference, this is your chance to get in on this amazing ebook. It's free. It's available. If there's a link on our site, you can go and download it from there, and you can pretty much read it from anywhere. It's a great book. She's wonderful at putting together exactly what she's thinking. She's a great teacher. She's great at explaining what's going on in her head when she's shooting, and it's a real special thing. So go there, check out the ebook. I know you're going to like it, and if you get a chance, maybe send her an email as well. Thank her and wish her well in London. Of course, I really, really hope that we can convince her to come back next year for the conference back to Chicago. So that is definitely in the plans. Couple other articles. Rich Flansburg did one on the Morton Arboretum. You guys know Morton Arboretum. Great place. We're so fortunate to have a place like this, to have the Chicago Botanic Garden, all these places, just depending on what you live closest to. These are all great places to go. You can't always be taking these huge trips out west or to other countries. So these are great places as Chicago photographers to hit up. So Rich has got this article on the Morton Arboretum. Check that out on the site. And the last one from this week was from Mike Miraz, and you remember him. He was on the podcast just a few weeks ago, and he's an amazing architecture photographer, and he does great cityscapes. He talks about his 6 favorite tips for shooting the cityscapes at Blue Hour. So good article, gives you some good ideas for getting out there and shooting Chicago or any city at Blue Hour. So here we go. Here are my 8 favorite parking decks in Chicago, and I'm sure there's other ones that I don't know of. So if you know some great parking decks in Chicago, let us know. Basically, what we're looking for is anything where we can get up high or get to a position that you normally couldn't get to and get some great vantage points for photography. Now, all these parking decks come with some issues. Some of them are very strict about photographers being there. They don't want people setting up tripods and hanging out shooting all the time. Some of them are more strict than others, and I'll kind of let you know what things I've run into and where I haven't had any problems. Another thing I'll tell you is if you want a little bit more in-depth information on some of these, Of these eight, the first five are actually detailed in my book, The Photographer's Guide to Chicago. So you can go there. If you don't already have the book, come on, what are you thinking? Then you can go get the book on Amazon. The link is in the show notes. And get the book, and it gives you those first five. The other three are not in there because I've actually discovered them in the last year, and we'll be talking a little bit about them now. Well, actually, one of them I already knew about. Well, we'll talk about it. So the eight places, we'll run through them quickly. They're in no particular order, but here we go. The UIC Harrison Street Garage, the Navy Pier Parking Garage, Mart Park Orleans, Mart Park Wells, the Lake and Wells Parking Garage, the Hilton South Loop Garage, the next one I call the Batman Garage. It's at 200 West Randolph, and the Rush University Medical Center Parking Garage. So those are the eight parking garages we're going to be talking about. So let's go through each of those a little bit and maybe why you'd want to hit them up. So let's start with the UIC Garage. So University of Illinois Chicago is just west of town. So you head down 290, just maybe a mile or so, and you can get off. If you're going out 290 heading west, you're kind of headed toward Midway. Get off, I think, on the very first exit. You get out there and you're going to look for the Harrison Street Garage. You'll kind of see the parking garage from the expressway. Follow the link in the show notes. It'll show you exactly where it is on the map. Or like I was saying, it's also in the book, and it's in the map in the book. But once you get on that garage, you can park kind of, there's a little parking garage. There's a little parking lot that is just off to the side of it. And typically on like a weekend night or whatever, as long as there's not an event going on there, you can park there for free and not really worry about it. If nothing else, at least that when you're on the parking garage, you can see your car. So if something's going to happen, run back down and run out to your car. But from there, it's a cool view. You're looking back at the city. And so you're looking east and you get a nice view of the skyline, but the best part about it is that you're looking straight down 290 there. You're looking right down the expressway. So if you go and shoot it at night, you're going to see the cars going in and out of town. You can do cool car trail shots. If you're shooting it at sunrise, the sun's going to be coming up behind the city. So you got a lot of different options there. You can really, what you do is after you've parked, you walk up to the corner of the thing. You can take the stairs up to the top. You don't have to actually pay to park there. And I've never had a problem. Actually, I've talked to the security there, and they're like, yeah, go ahead. No big deal. Take some shots, and they don't seem to mind you shooting there. So that's a pretty good location, and the fact that they don't mind you being there, that's a good one. That's the UIC Harrison Street Parking Garage. The second one on our list is the Navy Pier Garage, and we've talked about this previously on the podcast. If you go to, I'd recommend that you don't park here either. Sorry, Navy Pier. It's like, I don't know, $30, $40 to park here. So if you're at Navy Pier, you want to go inside, go to where the parking garages are. You want to be as far west as possible, so as close to the city as possible, not out at the end of Navy Pier, because you want to have a vantage point where you're at the top of the garage and looking back at the city. So you get up there, you go all the way to the top level, go as far west as you can, look back over the city. You're going to have a really cool view. You're going to see over the little pavilion that they have there, and you're going to look out over the Ferris wheel. It's a good view. It's a really interesting view. The one problem, as we said before, I think there's a pole kind of right in the very center. So if you want to set up for a nice symmetric shot and everything, you can't really do that. You got to go one way left or right. You got to have kind of a tall tripod as well. Don't come with your little dinky travel tripod. It's not going to work. Of course, you could just rest your camera up on the concrete ledge, and that would work as well. So that's the Navy Pier parking garage, and that's two great views of the city. The third one is called the Mart Park Orleans Parking Garage, and it is at Orleans and Hubbard Street. You'll grab the entrance right there on the corner, take the elevator all the way up to the top. You'll see some security video, and you'll see some cameras there kind of watching you, but I've never had an issue. We've had big groups up there, never had an issue, and it's a pretty cool view of the city. Now, my favorite time to be there is around sunset and into the blue hour. You get really cool cityscape shots looking east at the city, kind of the north part of the city. Unfortunately, they've built a new building, which it looks like it's going to completely obscure the Hancock building. So that's kind of a bummer because you get a great shot of the skyline, but you're not going to get the Sears Tower or the Hancock building. And it makes it real tough to kind of tell that it's Chicago, but it's still a cool shot. The other real nice thing about it is that if you get right up to the ledge, you'll look down and you'll see that the L goes by right there. Actually, the L goes by right where it makes kind of this S curve. And so you can get some really cool shots of the L from above that you couldn't really get most other places. And you could do long exposures or whatever you might want to do. But that's a good location to shoot the L. If you look west, you can actually look out kind of over the western suburbs. And if you're there at sunset, sun's going down, you can get some pretty cool shots. There's some like water towers out there. There's some other new buildings. You can get cool shots of the sun kind of behind these things and makes for some interesting atmospheric effects. So lots of stuff going on at that Mart Park Orleans. Just on the other side of the S curve is our fourth one in our list, and that's called Mart Park Wells, and it's at basically Wells and Hubbard. Now, if you go up there and you look west, you're going to look back over that S curve, and actually on the other side of the S curve, you'll see the last parking deck, the Mart Park Orleans. This one's a little bit trickier to shoot, though, and it's because of this ledge of bushes that is there. You have to be a little bit adventurous. You kind of got to climb up on that ledge a little bit and put your camera in between there, but you're right over that S-curve, and it really gives you a cool look of the L coming right by. That's a neat place to shoot from, but it's a little bit more difficult, and I'd say it's not quite as good as the Mart Park Orleans. I think that gives you a lot more options to shoot, and you don't have to worry about climbing up onto kind of these flower boxes where the bushes are. It makes it a little bit trickier. But that's our fourth one. That's the Mart Park Wells. And the fifth one, the last one that's in the Photographer's Guide to Chicago, is the Lake and Wells parking garage. So at the intersection of Lake and Wells, there's a really cool parking deck there. And you can go up to multiple levels of this thing. You can go up to the, just a third or fourth level. I think it goes up to 12 or 13 floors. You can go up to the top. I think the best shots are somewhere around like 5 or 6, but it's kind of fun. You can go up higher, higher, lower, lower, and keep getting different vantage points. Now, the tricky part about this one is that it's very difficult to use a tripod, almost impossible. You're going to need to hold your arms out over the edge and aim your camera down. This is more of a daytime shot or maybe before sunset. But this is not really a night shot as much unless you've got very steady hands and some good image stabilization. So it's kind of a day shot, but this one is great because you're going to be looking down right at one of the corners of the loop, meaning right where you've got the intersection of the L coming in and out of the loop. So you're going to have situations where you've got L trains coming into the loop, going out of the loop. You'll see them passing each other. You have a lot of activity as far as the L goes. And the other great part about it is just on the other side of the L there, it is a really cool old-looking building, and it makes the shots look like, you know, you could have taken them, you know, 80, 100 years ago, and no one would know the difference. I don't know, is the L that old? It looks like they were taken a long time ago, whatever. So that's the Lake and Wells parking deck. You can also walk around there, and you kind of get the feeling that you're up in the middle of the loop. You're up in the middle of all this great architecture, and you can find lots of good shots to pick out amongst those as well. So that's our first five. That's our five that I had kind of known about before, but these last three are new to me, and I'm hoping to add them to a second edition of the book, which is a little bit slower coming than I'd hoped, but I hope to get another 100 places to shoot in Chicago and put that into the next book, but we'll see how quickly that can come about, hopefully by the end of this year. So number six is one that we just did for the first time. Not quite as exciting as these other ones, but if you've done all the rest of them and you still want something a little bit different, you go to the Hilton in the South Loop and their parking garage there. If you walk up it, take the elevator up to the top, you can get some cool views looking back at the city there as well. You also have the L going by and you're kind of at the same level at it. It is a little bit of a ways away, but that's a cool one too. That's the Hilton in the South Loop. Kind of just totally different shots. You also can look kind of straight down. It's right off of Wabash. You can look straight down Wabash and see the train coming towards you or going away from you and see all the way down and see the Trump Tower down at the very end of it. So that is that's a different look. It's not quite easy to lean out over the edge and see all the way down to the Trump Tower, but you can do it, and it is a cool shot, and I bet you could make something good out of that. So that's the Hilton down in the South Loop. Now, the next one, I learned about this one from John Crouch, and I like to call this the Batman Garage. They filmed a lot of the scenes or some of the car chase scenes from, I believe it was Batman Begins, at this garage. It's at 200 West Randolph. Basically, if you're at the Lake and Wells intersection, it's just to the west of Wells, so Wells and Randolph there, and it's a really cool garage inside. It's got this spiraling ramp that the cars can take all the way up to the top, come back down or whatever, and it's awesome to shoot that from the inside with a really wide angle lens. You can go all the way up to the top as well, and you can get, again, different views of kind of that feeling that you're in the middle of all the architecture. So that's the Batman Garage. I really like shooting the inside of it. That's my favorite part of it. Bring your fisheye lens, bring your ultra wide angle lens, and you'll get some cool shots from there. But also just at the top of the thing, you get some good angles on the L coming in and out of the town, in and out of the loop as well. And the last one, this is one that I have known about for a long time, but I left it out of the book. And the reason I left it out of the book is that they are very, very strict about photographers being there. And that is the Rush University Medical Center parking garage. If you go to Rush University, basically you're going down 290, kind of like with the very first one we did for UIC, but you go even further than that. If you get off at Rush University and go to the parking garage that's right next to the hospital there, you can get some really cool pictures of the brand new, two things. The brand new hospital that's been built, a very cool piece of architecture. That's one thing you can shoot. But the second thing is you get a great view of the skyline. Now, when I tried going up there before, we parked kind of down the street and we tried to walk in. I hadn't been in there more than 15 seconds before a security car came up and said, you guys are not allowed in here unless you've got clearance or whatever. So we were immediately ushered out of the place. But I tried going back after that, actually, again, this is with John Crouch, and we paid the parking. We went up to the top. We parked. We got like one floor from the top, and then we walked from there. And they had no issue, or at least no one came by. I hope I'm not getting in trouble for putting this on something that's going to stick around for a long time. But if you pay to park there and you go up near the top, I don't think you're going to have an issue. If you do, well, I apologize. You got to pay the parking and then you get kicked out. But if you can get up there and get some shots, it's well worth it. The architecture for the hospital, really, really cool. Bring a wide angle lens for that. But also the views of the city are great. We went there kind of in the morning and the sun was coming up behind the city. That looked pretty cool. I want to go back though at sunset, get some of those great sunset shots. It's really a great angle to get the skyline different than you're used to seeing. And I think that if you go there near sunset, you're really going to be glad that you did. That's the Rush University Medical Center. Just be careful. I don't know. Maybe no tripods. Just maybe bring your mirrorless camera. Hey, I'm just a tourist, you know, that kind of a thing. And I bet you it'll work out well for you. So those are the eight garages that I really know about that are pretty cool to go shoot, give you a totally different vantage point. If you go to the show notes for this episode, you'll see that I've given you links to all of them. Most of those links have a map. They show you exactly where to go for it. And if you want a little more detail, it's in the Photographer's Guide to Chicago for most of those. So great places to go shoot. Get yourself a slightly different view of the city and have fun with it. We're going to leave you with a pick of the week, and the pick of the week is kind of a strange one because it's not like something new that's just popped up and it's like, hey, you got to check this out. It's something that a lot of times people don't think about, but something you may want to consider that you don't usually, and that is a polarizing filter. A circular polarizing filter is what you want to be looking at. I got this thought in my head that I really should be using this. I went to the Art Wolf presentation. He talked about, actually the words he used were, I use it every time I can. If it's too dark, maybe it's not a good idea. Other than that, he says he basically uses it all the time. Now, you can dial the circular polarizer in by spinning it around and bringing in more effect or less effect. So he's maybe got it on there quite a bit, but isn't actually using it to full effect. But he says he's got it on there most of the time. Then I watched him on Creative Live, and guess what? He said he uses it pretty much all the time. So I'm like, oh man, I really got to try this. So this morning we went out to the Botanic Garden and we had a group out there and we were shooting some of the water lilies. They're gorgeous, of course. But I shot one shot with the polarizing filter completely negated, having no effect, and then another one where I dialed it in to its full effect. And the difference between the two shots, just absolutely amazing. I can't say that one was better than the other. Well, using the polarizing filter, actually, I think it was a lot better. What it did was that it cut all of the glare off of not only the water that the lily was on, but all of the glare off the lily pads and made a huge difference in the photo. Not so much where it's like, oh, I wanted to see underneath the water, but before you just had all these bright areas around the water lily that were distracting. When you cut the glare, they turned into, well, they became colorful, but they also became darker, and the water lily remained bright, and it was the one thing that really stood out in the photo. And that's all just because I used the polarizer and dialed it in to get that full effect. So that's one thing you want to think about. If you're not using a polarizer, you might want to consider it. I'm going to try using it more in my architectural photography. A lot of times I like having those reflections on the buildings, but hey, you know what? You dial it in, you dial it out, and you got your choice as to what you want when you're looking at the reflections off of the glass. One other tip that goes along with that is if you are going to buy a polarizing filter, remember you can buy what are called step-up rings, and they allow you to use that filter on different lenses that have different filter sizes. For instance, I bought a 77 millimeter filter because that fits on my 24 to 105 millimeter lens. Perfect. But my 70 to 300 lens, it has a 67 millimeter filter size. So what I bought was, I always say this wrong, I can't remember if it's a step up or a step down ring, but I bought the ring that attaches to the 67 millimeter and then gets larger, and I can put my 77 millimeter filter onto the 67 millimeter lens. And so if you have different filter sizes, you buy the largest one that you have. The largest filter size I have is 77 millimeters, and you can put that on all your other lenses. It does sometimes make using a lens hood can be difficult if you have too big of a filter on there, much bigger than what's intended. But I found that it works in that situation, and it's great. You just buy the one filter and you use it on all the rest of them because you really want to get a nice filter. The last thing you want to do is put that really cheap filter on your nice expensive lens. I mean, the whole point is you got this great lens with great glass. You don't want to put a cheap filter in front of it. It will ruin the image quality. So what I recommend are the B plus W filters. They're kind of the best of the best, but you do pay for them. I've got a link to the one that I have. It's like $120 some on B&H, but they're worth it. You'll keep them forever. They're great. Buy the step-up rings. You can use them on all your lenses. And really, besides maybe a neutral density filter, those are the only filters you'll need. You don't need a UV filter, my personal opinion. You do not need, I don't know, back in the day, a star filter, a color filter. You do all that stuff in Lightroom. So you need a polarizer. And if you're going to shoot long exposures, especially long exposures during the day, you need some sort of a neutral density filter. And that's about it for filters. So go ahead, get yourself a good one and stick with that. So sounds weird as a pick of the week, a circular polarizer, but that's it. That's our pick of the week. So that's it. Thank you very much for listening. Thank you to everyone that's been coming out to our little events like at the Botanic Garden today. Thank you to everyone that's been following along on the site. I don't know what else to say. Yeah, I mean, things are going great. I don't know if I should say this or not. Oh, should I say this? You know, you've listened this far. Not that this was a very long podcast, but fine. I'll say this. Are you ready? Save the date for next year. We will be having a 2015 Out of Chicago Photography Conference. There's no doubt about it. And it looks like 99.9% chance. It looks like it's going to be the weekend of June 26th through June 28th. And that sounds like 3 days, right? So it's going to be a little bit longer. It's going to be amazing. I've been talking to all of my famous photography friends. I don't know why they talk to me, but we've got lots of fun people coming in. It's going to be amazing. You are going to learn so much. And guess what? I just said it right now. I just brought it up now. But I'm going to be talking about this thing for the next year until it happens in June 2015. So put it in your calendar. Don't go to Aruba that weekend. All right? Plan around it. June 26th through the 28th, 2015. You're going to be in Chicago. It's going to be amazing. You'll be glad you did it. Of course you will be. All right. Love you guys. Thank you very much. And good night.